On Crick Info Talk.
This is Anand Vasu for Crick Info Talk, and I have with me Murali Karthik, who's just been recalled to the Indian team for the fourth and fifth one days against Australia. Karthik, it's good to have you with us. Tell me, was it a big surprise going from television studio where you're doing work right now back to the Indian team and onto the playing field?
Yes, it was a massive surprise because for me, after finishing my Middlesex stint, I wanted to I knew that it was a kind of a break between the two seasons. And since I wasn't picked in the Ranji Trophy squad, I didn't have anything to do till the time I started playing Ranji Trophy. So that's why I took this up, and now it's a very pleasant surprise.
In a way, it's not a surprise also. I mean, 50-plus wickets in the county championship, wickets in one day, wickets in 2020. So it's not that you've been doing nothing on the cricket field. You've also had a successful time off it.
See, even last year when I went after my surgery, when I went and played for Lancashire, I did well there. And then I came back to Challenger, was probably the most economical as well as the wicket-taking bowler. Even in the other trophy, I had a good time, but it's just that nothing was happening. So I just probably didn't feel that I was going to get a call sometime close to now. And since Harbhajan and Ramesh were doing well, and they probably, I thought that there's no chance I wasn't going to be picked right now.
Having been picked, it's always hard to make a comeback, but it's doubly hard to make a comeback against a team like this Australian team. They've got some guys who really take on the spinners.
Yeah, that's the way they've played always, and there is a challenge there. Sports, international sports, is all about challenges, and you just have to relish the challenge and enjoy it. For me, it's a question of enjoying all these challenges more than anything else. I'm not going to put too much pressure on myself or just going to gauge it as it goes.
And sometimes being outside the team also, you learn a lot of things, especially if you're playing continuous cricket. Playing domestic cricket in India is one thing, but in England, having to play 4 days in a row, then travel, play another 50-over game, that rigor must have taught you something.
Yes, it does. I've been playing back-to-back seasons for the past 3 years now, and it is hard work. As you said, over here or in test match cricket, you play 90 overs. In England, first-class cricket is about 104 overs a day. And then out of it, if you end up bowling 30, 35 overs for a couple of days and then you are on the field, then you travel close to 200 miles or 150 miles or whatever it could be and then play the next day. So it does teach you a lot of things. The wickets are different. The conditions are different. London generally is a lot more sunnier than others. That's what they say. But this time around, it was wet all over. And it does teach you quite a bit. You have to continuously adapt every day.
Talking about adapting every day, you have to get used to also coming back to the Indian side. I mean, you're no stranger to that. You must have made more than 10 comebacks, I think.
Yes, I'm no stranger. Since 2000, I've been with the Indian team. So it's good. It's just that this is probably the longest absence for me from the side, close to 1.5 years, I guess. Last played for India in February last year. So, no, it's not a different atmosphere. It's just that I'm going into the dressing room after a while now.
In recent times, India has been blooding a lot of young cricketers. You'll actually be coming to the side as one of the more experienced and more senior members of the side. That's going to be a bit of a difference for you as well. Previously, you always had a Kumble or a Harbhajan, and Bhaji's around now still, but I mean, you're older than him and played a lot of cricket in your time.
Yes, it is. There comes a time in life when you probably become the senior statesman in the side, and if you're continuously playing, then it tends to happen. So you can't run away from it. It's just that experience teaches you lots of things in life, and I think you become a lot more matured in handling success and failure as you grow older and as you keep playing at different places. And I think probably I'm a bit more mature in handling things than before.
Do you also learn more about yourself? Because they say spinners take time to mature and spinners get better with age and things like that. Have you learned more about yourself as a person and as a bowler?
I think so, yes. See, cricket is a learning curve. I think it might sound like a cliched statement, but it is true. And spin bowling is a lot about feel and how you're feeling and things like that. And it does make a big difference to you. Experience does teach you a lot of things. You probably are in better stead. One thing which has been good with me is that I've always understood my bowling and what I am capable of. Half the time I always feel that the other bowlers are much better than me. So thankfully that keeps me on a balanced state of mind.
One good thing for you is that even though, you know, you're back in the side now and you've been in and out before, at least now you know that Middlesex want you for the next season. So you've done well, you're wanted there. There's that sense of security and stability you know, maybe that'll give you a bit more confidence?
I think probably both of them are quite different. I was going to go to Middlesex anyways, and as you said, I've re-signed for them for next year. It's a different feel altogether, but playing for the country is an altogether different feel. That's what you strive for. That's what you play for. And till the time you actually hang up your boots, that's what you want to do day in, day out. So as and when you get it, grasp it with both hands and enjoy every bit of it.
Talking about enjoying every bit of it, this series against Australia has already seen a fair bit of excitement on the field in terms of chat between the players and things like that. It's been quite a fiery series that way. And you've been known to be a fiery character. Do you think that bit of edge will come to this contest as well?
See, I think probably I've mellowed a bit more over the age. Yeah, that white line fever is always there, but I know how to channelize it a lot better now. Yes, it does. With Australia, it's always going to be there because Harbhajan has had quite a few exchanges with them even in the past, and he enjoys that. He relishes that. He probably fires him up a bit. Srishant has been treading the thin line right now. It's going to be interesting. Hopefully, everything goes well.
And there's every chance India could play two spinners in these games. That's also a heartening thing. In the past, sometimes India only, though they had two in the squad, they sometimes only played one. So you would obviously not just be looking forward to returning to the dressing room, but returning to playing as well.
Yes, it does. See, when me and Harbhajan were playing before I got injured, I think we played together in all the one days against South Africa, Sri Lanka, and probably if both of us had been fit, probably would have played in Pakistan as well. Yeah, it is a heartening thing because you know that that's what you're there for. You're there to play more than anything else. And bowling with him, I've always enjoyed. So it'll be nice.
Murali Karthik, thank you very much for speaking with Cricket Info.
This is Cricket Info Talk.